My dad and mom, they were both in the Olympics. I guess they moved to Jackson Hole and they wanted their kids to be skiers. So they got us on skis when we were really young.
How old were you when you started skiing?
I was like 1 year old. Like I couldn't even walk.
You couldn't even walk?
No, my dad would just hold me there with the little plastic skis.
You have a brother and sister, right?
Yep.
And what are their names?
My brother is Vladimir and my sister is Masha.
How old were you, would you say, when you started first thinking that, like, even like talking about skiing the Grand with your dad?
I was probably around 9 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Was your attempt last year, was that the first time that you had ever skied in Grand Teton National Park?
Yes, it was.
It was?
Yep.
How did you feel about trying again?
Well, I mean, after that, I didn't want to try again. I was so tired, but I knew we were going to next year.
During the ski year, were you preparing for this at all? Were you training for it? Or what did you do to prepare?
This whole ski season, I was in Park City, Utah, skiing Park and Pipe. And then the whole family, we went to France and Switzerland, and we skied part of the Haute Route.
Oh, wow.
And I guess that was, like, a pretty good step closer to skiing the Grand, because it was just as much work or even more.
Just as much work in what way?
Like, just it was a long day of hiking or skiing in the backcountry.
How did your mom end up coming along?
Oh, well, she was just going to come up with us and spend the night at high camp just to get a day. Or she wasn't even going to spend the night, just to get a day in the backcountry. But we got up just a little bit out of cell phone service, and she decided that she's going to spend the night with us. And so we were almost to the high camp, and we met up with some people, and we asked them if we could use some of their gear so that my mom could go up the Grand the next morning with us, and they said yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your mom, actually, and about her athletic background and about how much she skis these days.
She grew up skiing in Stowe, Vermont, and she skied most of her life, and she was in the Olympics for biathlon, which is cross-country skiing and shooting. And, I mean, she doesn't really ski much anymore. I think she took, like, literally, like, 2 ski runs before she climbed the Grand and skied it.
So, on the first day, we left the trailhead in Grand Teton National Park on the valley floor, and we went up to Jackson Hole Mountain Guides High Camp. We started at 8 in the morning, and we got there, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, I would say.
And went to bed at around 9 o'clock or something, yeah. If I remember, when it was still a little bit light.
We ended up getting up around 1 o'clock, 1:15. We headed out at, 2:30, 2:45. It's pitch black. All you're doing is following the person's footsteps that's in front of you, and you can't really see anything, and when the sun comes up, you're pretty much up there.
It's a crazy thing, isn't it, to be hiking up that steep rock hard glacier in the middle of the night and in your crampons, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Was it cool to be climbing ice with your mom right there?
Yeah, I never thought I would do that with my mom, but I knew I would do it with my dad.
Tell me about the first turns off the summit.
It felt really good to be skiing.
Did you hear when your dad said, "Hey, slow down a little bit"?
No, I didn't.
Sasha clicked into his skis on the summit, and we're all like, "It's not. That's actually not the hardest or steepest part, right? That's actually fairly mellow, but still, you are at the very top, and it's scary below that." And Sasha clicked into his skis and made 3 fast turns, and was so out of there so fast before any of us could say, "Hey, slow down a little bit." Tell me what happened after you after we skied down a bit and you understood that the snow was a little bit scarier or funky.
Well, at that point we were right above the sneak.
Right.
What is that called? The star sneak?
Yep.
Yeah. We were right above that, and so my dad decided, all right, let's put the rope on so we can ski on belay.
How did those turns feel? Because those are the steepest turns, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I mean, it was icy, and I didn't really like the snow, but I mean, it just was skiing, so just had to make normal turns. Oh, and then I got really nervous when that guy almost hit me and Greg.
That was a really horrible moment, actually. What happened is somebody, there was a guy by himself who'd gone up to ski the Grand, and he seemed really capable because he was moving really fast on the way up. And we started skiing down, and we kind of passed him, right, on the way down, because he didn't ski the very top for some reason.
Yeah, he was kind of down climbing.
He was down climbing the summit block because he didn't like that. And then he skied down behind us, and he was making a turn in the Ford Couar, and his ski tails washed out, and he went down, and he started sliding. And he started sliding towards Sasha and Greg in the Ford, which is a place that you do not want to start sliding, because it's the void. What you're really skiing, the part of it that you're really skiing when you ski the Grand, is the top east face, and it's massive exposure on every side, because it's like cliffs of 1,000-2,000 feet on every side at that point, which means that no falls allowed. You can't fall.
I was just thinking, like, I wasn't really thinking about anything else but making good turns and focusing on where I'm going and, like, being cautious of what's around me, pretty much.
We actually didn't even wait for it to soften up, did we?
Yeah, we didn't. Well, we sat up there and ate some snacks, but then we started going kind of right away.
Well, I mean, I think we didn't wait because we didn't want the snow to start softening up and really start coming down.
Oh yeah, because if people are, there was a ton of people below us, and if they were above us and it was super soft, then they would have been knocking a bunch of slush down that trench,
right?
And it would have just went right down the couloir straight onto us.
Totally. Yeah, it was actually kind of a crowded day on the Grand Teton. The Grand Teton is getting more crowded every year, and it is amazing. Like, nobody has gotten hurt doing it, you know. So. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. I hope it stays that way.
I hope it stays that way, too. Yeah. Did you ever think about the possibility that it was a really dangerous thing and that you could potentially get hurt or killed, or that your parents could?
Yeah, I did. That was definitely, like, that thought went through my head, yeah, but I didn't focus on that. I just, because, I mean, I knew that was probably not going to happen, but it could. Like, it is really dangerous up there, but.
Right, yeah. Hard not to think those thoughts.
Yeah.
Do you think that skiing the Grand is something that you'll do again?
I hope to, but not soon.
I'm right with you. How do you think that Vladimir is going to want to do it? At an even younger age than you?
Yeah, I think he will, but my dad already told him he can't.
Really has to wait till he's 15?
Yep.
I think that's good parents.
When did you first start thinking about skiing the Grand, David?
I was lucky enough to ski the Grand 11 years ago, almost to the day that we did it. 11 years with Doug Coombs and Bill Dyer, and that earlier that year in 2003, I skied in France too. That seems to be a really good way to prepare, because that terrain is in the French Alps is good preparation. It's scary and steep and technical. So I had gone to France and skied over there for a month with Doug Coombs and his wife Emily and their friends, and so I came back, and that's at the time that they were trying to figure out if they could guide the Grand, and so and Doug was fighting for the right to guide the Grand for Exum Mountain Guides, and so he brought me along basically to show that he could take somebody who wasn't completely prepared, and ended up we skied the original Bill Briggs route, which is the full Stettiner couloir, and had an amazing time and went really well. So it's scary. It's a nerve-wracking adventure. But when I had the opportunity to do it again with you and your dad and your mom and Greg, it just seemed like too good to pass up.